With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Candidates for Montana's lone U.S. House of Representatives seat squared off last night in a debate hosted by Montana PBS. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports that it's their first meeting this election cycle, and the candidates traded barbed words as they pitched themselves as the best person for the job.
Democrat Kathleen Williams and Republican Matt Rosendale kicked off the debate talking about how Congress should move forward with a relief bill that aims to address the economic fallout caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Congress is in a stalemate over a stimulus package. Democrats have proposed reauthorizing the $600 weekly boost in unemployment benefits people had been receiving until the end of July. Republicans say that's too much money. Rosendale agreed with the Republican stance.
We cannot compensate people more to stay at home than what they're actually receiving in their jobs.
Rosendale said he's heard of businesses struggling to find employees. He suggested the federal government provide unemployment benefits that incentivize people to get back to work, but did not give a dollar amount of what that should be. He blamed Democrats for stalling negotiations in Congress. Williams also did not give a dollar amount she thinks people should receive in an unemployment boost, saying the amount is not as important as getting the bill passed and to get people help. She said she wouldn't talk about party politics during the debate and challenged her opponent to do the same.
It's not a time for partisanship. It's time for solutions.
Williams from Bozeman and Rosendale from Glendive both worked as state legislators prior to running for federal office. Rosendale has served as state auditor since 2017. They both drew from their prior state experience to answer questions during the debate, although they have contrasting views on the role of government. Those diverging views were most apparent when the candidates talked health care. Williams criticized her opponent for supporting the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, the federal health law also known as Obamacare, that allowed Montana to create an expanded Medicaid program that gives health coverage to tens of thousands of low-income adults. Williams pointed out Rosendale voted against the program when he was in the legislature.
I supported Medicaid expansion. I support keeping the ACA intact. The Affordable Care Act. I support allowing people 55 and older to buy into Medicare.
The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a lawsuit in November brought by Republican state officials that could do away with some or all of the ACA. Rosendale touted his work in the state auditor's office, which regulates the insurance industry. Rosendale said he's provided Montanans with more insurance options. He also said he's been able to lower health insurance premiums. Rosendale criticized his opponent for saying government can help solve healthcare issues. He said the private sector can offer more options.
Some folks want to be able to have that choice themselves to pick something that works for their family, for their budget, for their healthcare needs, and for their personal choices.
The candidates were also asked whether the government should play a role in addressing climate change. Rosendale brought up the recent Bridger Foothills fire near Bozeman that destroyed 30 homes and scorched more than 8,000 acres. He said better forest management would help prevent such disastrous wildfires. He said, quote, extremist environmentalists, unquote, have prevented the federal government from harvesting timber, and that's contributed to the forest fires.
It's not the only problem, but it certainly contributes greatly to the problems that we're having. The state does manage the forest much better.
NPR reported in a recent story that a lack of forest management does contribute to wildfires sparking in addition to climate change. Williams said the U.S. cannot log its way out of climate change. She said that Congress should play a role in addressing the issue by embracing new types of energy generation, electric transportation, and agriculture practices that capture more carbon dioxide, a gas that's warming the earth.
We need to start having conversations about this and not be afraid of it.
Williams and Rosendale are running for an open seat as Republican Representative Greg Gianforte is leaving to run for Montana's governor office against Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Election Day is November 3rd. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.